Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. I hope everyone's had an absolutely fantastic week and I have got a stormer of a podcast to share with you today. Now the interview comes from a lady that is just an inspiration to me. Her name's Stacey Calder and she's one half of the Networking Mummies company. But she does so much more than that as well. She helps so many community projects and she also delivers training and workshops over different formats and different topics. Now it's going to be a three-part interview. So part one and part two has been on Radio Warwickshire before, but you've got an extra podcast section afterwards. So hope you enjoy the podcast, everyone, and take care. This is an interview that I've been wanting to do for absolutely ages. You've always got the bucket list, and Stacey's been on my bucket list for a while. Now, she's one half of Networking Mummies, and she's a co-director with Laura Morris, but she wears so many different hats, and she's a really nice lady. So thank you so much, Stacey, for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's cool for being on here. So if you wouldn't mind to start off with, just tell listeners of Radio Warwickshire a little bit about you and what you're doing at the moment.
Okay, so as Gary said, my name's Stacey Calder, and I am co-director of Networking Mummies UK Limited, along with my good friend Laura Morris. We are a networking group that started 7 years ago. Predominantly, it was business mums that were juggling work around their children and mm-hmm. their hungry husbands and everything else that comes with juggling a busy household.
Yeah.
It started off in Bournemouth when Laura lived down there. She'd okay. moved there. And it was literally seven mums in a soft play
yeah.
that wanted to be able to showcase their business that felt like they couldn't do that for whatever reason. Mainly, they'd got children in tow. Mm-hmm. Laura moved back up to Warwickshire. Now, me and Laura have been friends since we were four.
Cool, okay.
So we're business partners, but we're a bit like a married couple sometimes, and mm-hmm. people often pick up on that. But what it means for Networking Mummies is we work really, really well together. We're really in tune with each other, and we know what our audience wants.
Brilliant.
So we set up a Warwickshire group, and I came on board about 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. It was very new to me, networking. It wasn't something I'd been doing for years and years. I now run, as well as being co-director, I run the Warwick and Leamington group. And it's not just about mums anymore. We are, you know, we have our two logos, if you like. We have our Networking Mummies logo and we have our Supporting Small Businesses logo. Mm-hmm. We have men that come along. That's often one of the first questions that's asked to me is, why is it just business mums? It's yep. not. But what it means is that really you can come along and you can network at a family-friendly time. So there are other networking groups out there, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. However, for me with a small child, I can't attend breakfast meetings and no. things like that. So what we've done is most of ours start around 10 a.m. So it gives them the chance to do the school runs
yeah.
and get there. It's very informal. They can have a coffee. They can have a bit of a rant about their day, whatever it is, and we'll have a guest speaker, but it is very informal and relaxed, and it also means they can bring their children along as well. Mm-hmm. So our networking events are family friendly. So as long as you don't mind networking, maybe yeah. there'll be a toddler in tow, it doesn't stop the businesses that come along building their relationships with others at all. In fact, no. it probably strengthens them
yeah.
because you get a feel for the real life person behind that business.
Yeah, and people buy people, which makes
absolutely
sense.
And everyone there knows the struggles that you're having on a day-to-day basis, especially if you are a business parent. You know, mm-hmm. it's not just a 9-to-5 and you can shut off. It is no. you know, a family-run business, if you like, and you've got to be able to network that around your children, and yeah. that's what we offer.
Brilliant. So, obviously, you're in the Warwick and Leamington branches. Yeah, you can call branches. Is the Bournemouth one still going? And where would you find
the
other locations?
It is, absolutely. So you can check out our website. We've got over 30 branches across the
wow.
country.
Okay.
We are finding new branches all the time, and it's great because it just shows that there are lots of people juggling families, and like I say, it's not just parents. We've got carers, we've got aunts, uncles, we've got people that are parents to cats, if you like, and not two-legged children.
Yeah,
we've got all sorts. It doesn't really matter to us as long as you want to come and network. We're mm-hmm. we're open to those ideas. Bournemouth is still running.
Brilliant.
We now have 30 branches, as I say, and you can find those on the website, www.networkingmummies.com.
Brilliant.
And each branch has their own page on there. You'll get to meet the leaders behind those branches, and get a feel for what we're about, really.
Cool. Is all the 30 branches all in the same kind of location? So all in the Midlands, or is it Midlands down south, north? Where?
It's really interesting. We've got a wide range of branches within the Midlands.
Yeah.
So we have several throughout Birmingham, which was originally one branch, and what we realised was there's so many different areas within Birmingham, and you know, people, the leaders know their areas well, so actually we needed to
expand it
and give them their own areas, really. And the same with London, you know, you couldn't just have one branch that covered London, because the networking opportunities there are massive. So they're kind of broken down into boroughs. We do have a big following on the south coast. Again, what started off as our second branch, which was Hampshire, is now split into two or three networking groups.
Oh, okay.
And what we find is that people will attend these networking groups, they get a feel for it. Maybe they've travelled just from outside their area to attend.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Warwickshire started off as Warwickshire. It's now Warwick and Leamington, with a Coventry branch and a Stratford-upon-Avon branch, because, again, I couldn't personally cover all three of those areas.
No.
But someone came along to the Warwick and Leamington meeting and said, that's great, I want to set up a Stratford branch, and that's what they did. And that's it, just kind of organically grows, but it just means that you get lots of cross-networkers as well going between the branches.
And it's a good mix. You get to talk to new people, but you see same faces sometimes.
Absolutely. And this is why people often say to me, when are you going to give up running the Warwick and Leamington branch? When are you going to just focus on the UK? And I have to say, Warwick and Leamington, it's like my baby.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop running it. I like to be at grassroots level, if you like, because I get to meet the local businesses, I get to hear about what their challenges are, what they're facing. So for me, it makes it more real.
Yeah.
And I can also understand what my branch leaders are going through when they come and they say, oh, I've done this event, it worked really well, or this event didn't work so well. I can give pointers because I'm still running our own branch. And I'm really passionate about Warwick and Leamington anyway. So
have you always been around Warwick and Leamington?
Yeah, I've always been based in Warwick and Leamington. I did a stint in Lanzarote, but we won't go there. I came back home quite quickly.
I think it's really important for you to be still on the same kind of level as the other branch leaders. At least then, if they have got any concerns, like you said, you're living and breathing it.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Can understand it, you're in their world.
Yeah, and we're really approachable, myself and Laura. It is, you know, it is a business, but we are one big family.
Mm-hmm.
When we welcome in a new franchise, we always say, you know, welcome to the family rather than welcome to the business. And it is very, very family orientated. It's completely flexible. So they run it, they run their franchise, their branch how they want to. Obviously, we input things like that, and we can advise and recommend, but ultimately, it's their business, it's their family network. But it's just grown and grown, and I think it's grown organically, which is really lovely to see that we can. There is obviously a need for it.
Yeah. I know in terms of different networking groups, some places are very strict on the format being the same across every single meeting. So if you go to a meeting up north, it's the same format and same feel as what you'll get down south. Is that the same for networking mummies?
We obviously can give advice, but we don't have a structure as such. So the only thing we recommend to our leaders is that they do offer one free networking event a month.
Yep.
So that is the structure there, and that they do what I would call a paid event. So whether that is a skills-based workshop where they're encouraging their members to build on their business skills and things like that, whether it's a family fun day that showcases other businesses. So for instance, with our network, we use a lot of guest speakers, we have a lot of people running workshops.
Yeah.
We've also got people that maybe run children's groups, like a sing and sign group, or a you know, something based around speech, or we have a dance school, for instance, and we want to still be able to showcase those. So for us to do we did a children's Halloween party, I thought it was going to be 30 kids. It was more like 100. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But actually what we did is we had time slots for businesses to come in and showcase what they do. So we had sort of party movers. We had singing and signing. We had rhythm time there with their drum, making back cookies. And it was just a really great way to showcase those businesses that don't always get showcased.
That's really cool. And also, by every branch having a slightly different feel to it, you're empowering those branch leaders as well, because that's really, as you said, it's their business. They're really taking the lead from
absolutely.
It. So you're creating that environment where they
absolutely.
Can do it.
Absolutely, and they know what works best for their members. So something true. That works in Warwick and Leamington, I tend to like having a guest speaker that comes in each month and give it a bit of formality in an informal setting.
Yeah.
Others find that that doesn't work for their groups, and they might do. They might have a topic instead. Mm. So they might send out on theirs, right, today's topic would be time management, or bring along a top tip with you.
Brilliant.
You know, and we've done that in Warwick and Leamington before, so that works just as well. Mm-hmm. It's just what format they choose and what they enjoy. We didn't want to be a company that says, right, January's theme is accounts.
No.
So you will run a workshop on accounts this month, and here's the format. And we don't want that structure.
No.
Because it won't work with every group. Every group has different members, and every group has people that dip in and out. So one month you could have 20, 30 people at a meeting.
Yep.
The next month you could have 5 or 6. But each of those offers its benefits. And you know, you can network with 20 businesses in a room. You do get sort of 60 seconds to 2 minutes intro, and mm-hmm. that's all you can fit in.
Yeah.
But you get to hear about lots of local businesses, whereas mm-hmm. when it's just 6 or 7 of you, actually you could get a 5-minute intro, and you get more in depth, you start asking questions,
yeah.
and you really find out about that person behind the business.
Brilliant. Well, that leads really nicely onto part two, which we'll go into in a second. So we're going to finish it off now, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about networking skills, some of the sessions that you might run as well, and just general networking stuff. Is that right?
That's brilliant.
Cool. Cheers. If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us. Connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote, and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's rejoin Stacey for part two of this cracking interview. So we're back with Stacey Calder now, and I just wanted to pick up a point that you mentioned earlier on. So you said that you weren't networking before meeting Laura. Well, before meeting back up with Laura when she came back up. So tell us a bit about your story. What did you do beforehand, and how did you get into it?
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'm really passionate about networking, and from working at home and helping others do that, because that was my story. I'd got a very good career in retail. I was climbing that retail corporate sort of ladder. Very good job. Mm-hmm. Had my first child and got the phone call, which I probably shouldn't have got, that said, we've got a brand new promotion for you, but we'll just let you know now, the person that takes that promotion will be in store by January, which meant I was back to full-time work within 10 weeks of my daughter being born.
Wow.
Pressure was on.
Yeah.
And I, as a parent, struggled with that because I've always been very career-driven,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I've got this little bundle of joy at home, and I was having my mum and my husband ring me going, oh, she's learned to do this and she's learned to do that, and I felt like I was missing out.
Yeah.
So when I had my second child, I said, no, I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to take the full 12 months maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to about month 11, and I thought, I really don't want to go back.
Fair enough.
You know, I didn't know what to do. And at that time, Laura had moved back to Warwickshire, and she said, come to a networking mummies meeting. And if I'm brutally honest with you, I thought, oh, God, no, they're going to be looking at how I'm dragging up my children. You know, it's going to be one of those clicky meetings like you get at playgroups.
Yeah.
They're going to have all these different clicks. I didn't understand what networking was. But Laura's quite persuasive, so she dragged me along, and I took my eldest with me so she could play in the soft play.
Yeah.
Because I was that unconfident. And I remember sitting there, and they did their 60-second pitch, if you like, and there was all these fantastic local businesses. And it got to me, and I said, oh, I haven't really got a story. I'm just a mum. And now that really infuriates me, because you're not just a mum.
No,
you're
not
just a dad. You're not, you're not just anything. It's a massive role, whatever you do.
Mm.
But I walked away from that networking meeting with a business. It was a direct sales business, and I'm no longer with that company, but it gave me such an insight into networking, and it built my confidence and my personal development.
Yeah.
That I went on to then, literally within a month, I was director of Networking Mummies. And I grew a big team, and that's why I get so passionate about helping others.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't have gone to that networking meeting, I would be in a completely different...
So just one opportunity, back at work. Just one opportunity going to one networking meeting.
Yeah, I literally went there. I said, basically, I'm just a mum. I don't know why I'm here, but I know I don't want to go back to work. And there was a lady there that said, I can show you a different way.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, then let's meet for coffee. And that was it. The rest is history. I've been self-employed ever since.
Yeah.
And like I say, you just never know what opportunities are going to crop up.
No.
And I keep that story with me when I'm talking to others that might be new to networking, mm-hmm, and things like that. Because you just don't know. And it wasn't what I thought it was. It wasn't clicky. It wasn't, you know, and all these different networking companies around the area are just fantastic because you get to meet so many different people.
Mm. And every networking meeting that I've certainly been to, there has been a different selection of people. And even when I went to your networking mummies in Leamington, and it was a lovely group. Mm. Absolutely lovely.
And there
group.
Was guys there as well.
There was guys there, yeah. I think actually on that... Was it?
There was about three men there that day, which is quite good for them all to be in the same room at the same time, yeah.
And I met one of my new contributors for Grow Leamington at that particular time, Helen, and she's absolutely flying. And
her story is amazing.
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And it's one of those things where if I hadn't gone to that meeting, and luckily I was asked to speak at the event, which I'm so grateful for, I would never have met her. She would never become a contributor. And she's brilliant. I've got a lot of time for her. And, yeah, if you're listening, check it out on Grow Leamington. It's damn good. But I digress. So networking meetings, you meet loads of different people everywhere you go. Now, if you were going to look back on yourself and give yourself one piece of advice before that meeting, what would it be? This isn't your golden nugget, but...
This isn't my golden nugget. Just okay, so looking back, just talk to people and understand that once upon a time, everybody has been in that same position. Everybody has, at some point, walked into their first networking meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They've been scared to talk to someone. They've been nervous. They've been wondering, is my business worth me talking about? And I think for people that are just discovering networking... you've got to find one that suits you.
Yep.
It's not a one size fits all.
No.
Some people love the structure. Some people love breakfast meetings. Other people need the informalness, mm-hmm, if that's even a word.
It is now. It's fine.
It's a Stacey word. That's fine.
Stacey says,
yeah. But it isn't a one size fits all, and you've got to go with what works for you.
Yeah.
I would say try out as many as you can and stick with the ones that you enjoy, mm-hmm, because the ones that you enjoy, you're going to get more from.
Yeah,
because you're on form that day. You're talking. You're passionate. You're excited about being there.
Yeah, and I know when you're talking, you've got a big smiley face. You're passionate about this.
I love it.
Have you always had that kind of passion? What drives you? What are you passionate about?
For me, like I said, I was very career driven. I'd got a good job. In fact, my husband, we always laugh about this. He always used to say to me when we first met, he goes to work because I make him. Mm-hmm. I go to work because I love what I do.
Okay.
And that was just the way it is. And I think there's so much talk about the right way to work or the wrong way to work, and actually it's just what's best for the family, for that individual or that couple. We're at home, we very much share the children's responsibilities, we share the household responsibilities,
mm-hmm,
and we share the working responsibilities, and it works for us. It wouldn't work for everyone.
No.
And for me, I'm just passionate about showing people that it's about what works for them.
Yeah.
It might not be that they need a big swanky office. It might be that they have a home office. It might be that they're working from the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
It's what works for them, and as long as they're passionate about their business,
mm-hmm,
then others will be.
Brilliant. So as well as the networking events that you hold, and where, if someone wanted to go to one of your networking events in Leamington, where are they held and how often are they?
So we hold our free networking events once a month.
Okay.
It's normally at the Falstaff Hotel, although we have got some other venues that we will do special events in and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is just check out the website. You go to the events tab, look under Warwickshire, and you'll see all the list of different events there, from workshops through to the social media, through to coffee mornings.
Cool. So you mentioned workshops a second ago. So what are these workshops and what can people get out of them?
Okay, so when we started Networking Mummies, we soon realised that lots of small businesses, business parents, don't have massive marketing budgets.
Okay.
They don't have budgets for social media, for marketing, for branding, all those different things that the big corporates have. And what we wanted to do was to share not just our skills, but skills from people within our network to help others grow their skills. So we offer affordable workshops, which means, you know, they're probably around between £15 and £25 per head for a 2-3 hour workshop, which is, you know, really affordable. It's within people's budgets, and anyone can come along. Like I say, you don't have to be a mummy, but it's to help them grow their skills. So today, for instance, we've just done a blogging workshop. Last week I was in Wolverhampton showing people how to use Facebook and Twitter. But it could be anything. We've done top tips from accountants, where we've had accountants come in and do workshops. It really is about utilising our network and helping small businesses grow.
Brilliant. So obviously, I'm guessing they're all on the website as well.
Absolutely, yep.
Perfect, cool. Now, we've spoken about networking, we've spoken about a bit about your story. What I'd like to ask all the interviewees is if you're going to share one golden nugget of information. Now, this is your takeaway point, the one that you know, if anybody was listening, they could disregard a whole interview basically and just take away this one little bit, even though there's loads of golden nuggets. What would yours be?
I still remember so I've talked about my first networking meeting, my second ever networking meeting, which was probably my first proper one. I had a business to talk about.
Sure.
I remember going along and there was about 10 ladies there. So my golden nugget would be, don't discredit anyone.
Okay.
Because you'd never know who's in that room. Now, for me, I sat in that networking meeting. I did my 60 seconds. I talked about health and nutrition, which was the business I was in at the time. Mm-hmm. And there was a very nice lady there who was talking about she redid French furniture. So she took disused furniture. She made it look really nice, creative, the whole shabby chic thing when it started.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going back a few years now. And she talked about that. And I remember listening to her and thinking, this is really lovely, but I don't see what it has to do with my business. There's no business link there at the moment. Mm-hmm. And actually, I got to say was, oh, I work in health and nutrition and we have skincare range.
Yeah.
That was about all I'd mentioned to her. And a week later, I got a phone call from her and she said, hello, it's such and such. I'd like to order 800 tubes of your, basically, our flagship product.
Wow.
And I went, what? What are you going to do with 800 tubes? And actually, what she hadn't told me about was her day job. She was the head receptionist at a leading skincare clinic in Leamington.
Wow.
Who was looking for my product.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. She didn't mention it. Because for her, the networking was about her passion, which was French furniture.
Of course.
I didn't discredit her, but actually I went back to my company and there was somebody that worked quite closely with me.
Yeah.
And she said, I've been into that clinic loads of times. I've spoke to the doctors. I've never got a sale. How have you done that? And I said to her, I met the receptionist at a networking event.
Yeah.
And her response was, but she's just a receptionist.
Oh, so just
and
like
I said,
you're just a mum.
Yeah, I'm just a mum. She said, she's just a receptionist. And I said, yeah, but she's obviously the one that's made that decision.
Mm.
She's the one that sees everything that goes on in that business.
Of course.
She, you know, you've got to get past a receptionist.
Yeah.
And actually, she's not just a anything. It worked, you know. And I just gave her the time for her to talk about her passion.
Yeah.
And she repaid me with 800 tubes of skincare products. So,
brilliant.
You know, you never know what you're going to get.
No.
You never know who you're going to meet and what they haven't told you in that meeting.
True. So your golden nugget, just to recap.
My golden nugget is, don't discredit anyone.
Perfect. That's cool. So if people want to get hold of you on social media, websites and that kind of thing, how would they do it?
Okay, so you can find us at
www.networkingmummies.com. Mm-hmm.
You can also find me personally at stacycolder.co.uk.
Okay.
On Twitter we are at networkingmummy, or me directly is at stacycolderuk.
Cool. And I know you wear loads of hats.
I do.
So what kind of other hats can you help people with? Because I know your passion's helping people. So How can you help people?
It is. I'm really passionate about helping people, and I do wear lots of hats, but they do all tie in together. So I run the Networking Mummies. So if you want to learn more about networking, you can find me through there. I'm also a business coach, which helps people grow their business. I run lots of workshops and one-to-one trainings on social media, but also things like running events, how to build a team, all those sorts of different personal development style things as well. So I help with that. And then my other hat, which ties in quite nicely with bringing young people through, is I'm a group leader for Usborne Books, so I can help go into schools. I help schools raise money to get free books. So I'm very big and passionate on helping the next generation as well. And that's what I do.
Brilliant. And people can still get hold of you using those links.
Absolutely. If you need to, basically just speak to me and see how I can help you. Because if I can't help you, I know someone that can.
Brilliant. Well, cheers, Stacey, for your time.
Thank you.
And take care. Cheers. So just for this podcast, Stacey now reveals her top three tips for time management. I'm sure one thing that a lot of people can relate to, and one pressure that they might have, just from an outside point of view, could be time management and about how to juggle all the plates. Is that, do you find that?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Time management, or time ownership, I like to call it, because if you're managing something, it feels like you're getting stressed about it.
That makes sense. So I'm just wondering if we can just have a chat about your top three tips, maybe, about how you could help someone manage their time a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better, or
because
own
when you're,
their time a bit better.
Yeah, definitely. Because we all have different hats. We all have different things we need to concentrate on. So. There's no point getting stressed about it. If you can help it, streamline it, then definitely.
Cool. So what would be your top tip number one for organising your time?
I'd definitely say keep an organised diary.
Okay.
For me, now I am a bit of a stationery nightmare, if you like. My diary is colour-coded.
Okay.
So I have my columns, but everything goes in my diary, from my clients to my appointments to, you know, the things the children are doing, absolutely everything. And they're all colour-coded. So I have a business colour, I have a family colour. That's just me, because I like to be organised. But actually it means from, you know, I can open my diary and I can see exactly how much time I'm spending on my business, much time I'm, you know, spending with the family and all those different things. And I know where I'm coming from one day to the next.
Perfect. Cool. So organise your diary would be your first point.
Absolutely,
Colour coding will be really good for a visual reference.
Yeah, if you're a visual person, colour coding works really well.
Any other tips to kind of organise your diary if you're not into colours? Because I'm a smith as a bloke, I'm not. I'm really honest, I'm not really into colours.
No,
but
some people aren't, some people are. Again, it's just visual, so get what works for you. Some people just have, you know, a very small diary, and they know that they just write their times in. For me, I like to have a scheduled times down the side, and I, like I say, I block out times, even with things that, you know, aren't necessarily a meeting. If I know I've got to do some website work, I will put that in my diary so that it's scheduled in and I know that that's got to be done today.
Brilliant. Going on scheduling.
Yes.
What would be your point number two?
Okay, so my point number two would be about planning and scheduling in things, knowing your marketing strategy.
Sure.
Because I speak to so many people that say, I'm on Twitter, but I don't do it because I don't have time.
Yeah.
Whereas actually I say to them, you know, just 15 minutes a day can really help you get to learn what it's about.
Yeah.
So schedule it in. So Sunday night is my planning night. I schedule in what I can. So I schedule in certain tweets. I schedule in my Facebook posts, all the different things like that. I know, like I say, I'm looking at my diary because I know that certain work's got to be done. So it's all scheduled in. Because then it means that I can relax going forward that week. I know that I've planned everything.
Makes sense.
It sounds like it takes ages. It doesn't. It, you know, to plan a week is actually not that hard. And it will save you time throughout the week.
Yeah, I know from personal experience, if I don't schedule my tweets in, especially for the multiple accounts that I use.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. And it means my whole week is completely thrown out. But I use Sunday mornings as my time to do it. Because normally then I know what I'm going to be doing for next week. I know what messages I want to send out. Personally, I only do it for Twitter, not Facebook. But that's a personal decision. And because I know I've got enough time during the week to do the Facebook.
Absolutely. And not everything I send out is scheduled. Because obviously with social media it needs to be real time as well. But I know that if I've got a certain theme going throughout the week, that I'm covering certain that with certain tweets and things. So.
Yeah.
I know it's covered if, for instance, you know, there's an emergency, I get to, I'm covered on my social media and stuff.
So. Cool. So you schedule your tweets, your Facebook activity, anything else that you schedule to help out in that freeze time during that week?
So I have a list on a Sunday. I'll know what I want to achieve that week. I make sure that I've got the time scheduled in to achieve that, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, so we've done a workshop today, I need time to write that content, I schedule that time into my diary, which kind of goes back to tip number one.
Yeah.
You know, we need to know when we're writing it, otherwise we'll be writing it at 3 a.m. the night before, so.
No, that's true, cool. And what would be your takeaway point number four? Sorry, number three. Number three.
He's trying to confuse me now. No,
because they're so good. I split number two into three, too. But yeah, what would be your top tip number three?
My top tip number three would be remember why you started.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound like it belongs in a time management top tip, but I think it's really easy to get snowed under with work. It's really easy, especially as a business parent, to feel guilty. When you're working, you feel guilty you're not at home. When you're at home, you feel guilty that you're not running your business. And if it's important to have a strong why, because then for me, my why is my children. You know, they are not a reason for me not to go to work. They are a reason for me to work.
Yeah.
And by structuring all those things and by remembering that that's my reason, actually the guilt isn't there. So no, I know that I can have a day off, and because I've planned my time and I've got my time management and my, you know, productivity sorted, that I can do that without the guilt. And I think why is so key with anyone's business.
It's
such
a
big, such a big, you know, reason. Why do we run our business? Why do people get passionate about it? Everyone will have a different answer to that question. Really, it's just, I mean, that's why I love my job, is listening to other people's why. So for me, it's being really clear on why you started.
Brilliant. So to recap, organise your diary. Make sure it's color-coded, or you've got a system in place where you're making sure you've got enough time for your family, your work, and any other activity that you've got planned.
Yeah.
Second point is knowing and scheduling your marketing strategy. So basically taking away the stress and the time aspect of marketing during the week and seeing if you plan it all in, knowing where the time is. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cracking. And number three, don't forget where you've started.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else you wanted to add in the time management top tips?
I don't think there's any. Oh, I could give you so many tips. I've wrote so many sort of things on time management. But for me, it's just know your business and know what works for you. Know your schedule. And know why you started, and just keep passionate about it.
Brilliant. Cheers. So hopefully you had as much fun listening to that as I had actually talking to her. I love Stacey, and she's an absolute inspiration, like I said right at the start. So thank you very, very much, Stacey, for that absolutely cracking podcast, and also your little sneak peek right at the end. Now, if you did want to get onto the podcast, there's loads of ways of doing it. All of these podcasts are originally shown and heard on Radio Warwickshire. So if you do want to get involved and listen to the main show, it's available every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening. And it's then repeated every Wednesday between 5:00 and 6:00. Then it's that available to download from Audio Boom, so you can enjoy it at your leisure. Now, next week, we've got a great podcast by Kirk Pickstone, who's going to be talking to you about loads of different stuff. So, hope you enjoy this week. Have a great time, and I'll see you next time. Take care.